It's not a podcast.
It's a Garcast.
And this is the world according to Gar.
Welcome to the world according to Gar. You are listening to Garcast episode number 256. I am Gar. With me, as always, is the Godfather.
Gar, how are you?
Great. How are you? You're alive?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Good morning. It's everything.
We learned Rebecca is not good at math.
I was about to say, can you do a conversion for Rebecca, please? Because she doesn't seem to understand the 12-hour difference too well.
Not like I'm 12 hours and 42 and a half minute seconds away. 12 hours. Like the whole thing. The world is built on 12.
Beautiful. The common number. I can't wait to talk to you. Let me introduce our special guest first with us this week, Den Bob.
Hello, gentlemen. Pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you.
Sorry, I didn't wear my Virginia Tech gym suit.
It's all right. Oh, wow. He's got his tech shirt on. Look at that. Beautiful, beautiful. Big tech week. So
yeah,
we got probably plenty of good stories. But, Mike, I want to hear about this trip. I want to hear about all this wonderful food, karaoke.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'll try not to take up. I will not take up the episode at all, but I appreciate it.
Well, you should. Sure. You should. This is special.
No. We got more. I got lots of trip to go, so there'll be even more next week. I have to say, the Philippines is fantastic. Highly recommend it if you can ever come. Very nice people, beautiful country. Just like the rest of the world, it is becoming just like the rest of the world, unfortunately.
Just for the listeners, why are you like teaching them how to use computers? Did they just get confused? I see that you have a headset, so they have electric now. You're not.
I brought my own headset.
Right, but this is, yeah.
They have electric. No, where I am, so I'm staying in Makati. Makati looks like if I just threw you out on the street, you landed and you open your eyes, you would think you were in Miami. Or Honolulu. That's what it looks like. Tall buildings, new skyscrapers everywhere with palm trees, right? But then once you started walking around, you'd be like, okay, this isn't Miami. This isn't Honolulu because there are lots of cars, scooters and motorcycles flying around, things called jeepneys, which are made out of leftover jeeps that the American GIs left after World War II. People have taken them and converted them into these bus-like vehicles that you can... I'm going to do it. So there will be an image. They taught me how to hail one. I haven't done it yet. Anywhere in the street, you stick out your arm and you wave like this, jeepney pulls over. I'll put a picture of a jeepney in the Discord. So you wave like this, pulls over, you jump in the back. Reminds me of in Good Morning Vietnam. When they're driving behind that truck and the troops are all sitting there, facing each other on benches. That's how the seating is. And there's usually it's packed to the gills, but there's always room. It's like, yeah, come on in. You slide in. And then you tell the driver, I'm going here. Apparently there's some sort of sign on it that tells you the route it is. Yeah. That's the part I'm freaked out about because I don't know if I could figure that out. So you
Is everything in English? Do they speak English?
Everything's
mostly
in English. Yeah, right, yeah. Good. Everything's in English. Everything.
Thank goodness.
So you get on, you'd be like, I want to get off, but I don't know how I'd figure out what, I don't know. I want to get off at Ayala Street. And he'll be like, okay, he'll say 20 pesos. Okay. I give him the 20 pesos. Now he ain't going to stop at Ayala Street unless I tell him to. And the way you tell him to is apparently when you're just sitting there, you just scream out, you got to know Ayala Street's coming. You just yell out, Pada! You scream Pada. And then he stops and you jump off.
Hmm.
So I'm going to do that. It's coming up.
Oh, alone? You're going to try it? Solo?
Yeah. Whoa. Bucket list of the trip. Yeah. And there's going to be a selfie. There's going to be a selfie with me and everybody on it. That's my goal.
How close is the hotel to the office?
If I look out that window right there, I could see the hotel.
All right. That's good. So
I walk around a corner.
There. Excellent.
Now, the other transportation thing I may or may not try, but this is actually probably easier. So I'm walking around. So the first day, Saturday, I'm not going to cover the whole thing. I got here at 6:30 in the morning. They met us at the airport. We came back. Breakfast. I went on foot. I conquered the entire city. They were like, you were where? You were where? What? What? I walked everywhere. 20-something thousand steps. I went everywhere. It was amazing. But I'm walking around. So then I asked them, I'm like, why am I like there's a lot of motorcycles and scooters because the traffic's terrible and they just go in and out. I'm like, all of a sudden, like, I noticed like a lot of people have friends that like they just ride their motorcycles with because there's always two people on the motorcycles. And I'm like, you see these motorcycles pull up and people come down out of a building. No words are said. They just hop on the motorcycle and phew, it goes. They're like, oh, that's like a taxi. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, you get the app. Like one of them is Joyride. So it's like Uber. You call a motorcycle. You come down. The guy pulls up. He has a spare helmet. You put it on. You jump on the back of the bike and boom, off you go into the traffic.
I'd rather you stay in a vehicle. I don't really want you on some motorcycle going around town, but that's me. You know, you do what you got to do.
I would stick with the knee bus.
Yeah.
So and I'm like, do you put your arms around? They're like, no. You don't touch them.
You just hold the sides.
You got to hold the sides.
You grab the side if you can. So,
I mean, it looks cool, but I don't, you don't want to, get hurt there.
I put the app on my phone. Okay. I have the app.
So does that app only have those motorcycle scooters? Or can you get a car through it?
That's a different app. It's called Grab.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how is the weather?
Is that in the background there? You have a very nondescript room, but in the lower left corner of our screen, is there a bouquet?
These are the goodie bags I made everybody. Oh, I figured I'd throw a little America in their face. Nice. So I got 4th of July goodie bags.
That's awesome.
I brought 51 of these with me in my luggage.
Amazing.
And
love Hershey. They love Hershey Kisses, so I left these on my desk so they come visit me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Are they red, white, and blue? Yeah.
You're taking over. I'm telling you.
You may never leave.
I got my own. I got my ID. I come in and out as I want. I put my picture on there.
What a pick, too.
Do they kind of look at you as a celebrity?
Did you upload that, or did they take it for you? And you did one of these.
This is a headshot I took years ago that I've been using, my LinkedIn photo.
Nice.
So when we got here, the elevators open, and there was this giant poster on the wall, and the 7 Americans are giant headshots.
I was gonna say it's more than you, right? So there's a few of you.
Yeah, the welcome ceremony was unbelievable. Monday, we get here at like 9 p.m. and just to summarize, elevators open, poster, the whole office is here screaming, going nuts. Got a guy in a microphone. We come in, they seat the 7 of us, speeches. My group came up, some of my guys on my team, acoustic guitar, played Every Breath You Take live acoustically, all singing. Then they more speeches. They roll out a karaoke machine, singing. They invite me up towards the end. Then they did a meal. I sent pictures where they had that. It was just fish and everything. And then when they call me up, I sang Sweet Caroline. They were going nuts. It was wild.
I'm going nuts just sitting hearing about
it. You picked a good song.
It was the only Neil Diamond song the manager who works for me knew. So I was like, well, all right, if you don't know any others, I'll sing that.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, they were singing along. You know, they were going nuts.
Yeah, you're there to entertain and wooed.
Oh, and they even did four. I thought they hired dancers. They were employees in like traditional costume. They did like four traditional dances, like bamboo stick fighting, jumping on freaking benches. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was nuts.
No lap dancing, though.
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe that's the going away party.
So, I was here Saturday and Sunday. Saturday toured the city. Sunday we went to a beach 2.5 hours away. It was beautiful. And then apparently the beautiful beaches are on different islands. You have to fly there.
Oh.
But it was a nice beach.
You going to try that or you don't have enough time?
One of the ladies is like, on Sunday, I may catch a flight to Cebu. Apparently, it's one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. It's like an hour. But then you got to take a boat. He's like, I may just go there for like a night and then come back. I'm like, I'm not doing that. It's too much.
You don't need you're in the country, so you don't need a passport. It's not like China where you go to Hong Kong and back into the mainland or anything.
I want to stay with my people.
Yeah, it's probably safe. Off the motorcycle and with your people.
Yeah.
So please.
You know, this is my third day in the office. So the struggle.
Yeah.
So the weekend, I was on Filipino time. I was okay. Flight was great. That's boring. We'll get into that. Business class is awesome. Don't ever fly coach. All that crap. Wow. So then switching to, like, I slept normal Sunday night into Monday morning. Got a great sleep, like 10 hours, but I'm like, people are like looking at me. I'm in a glass room. I don't like being in a glass room. they're like freaked out. I get in, like, most, they have a shift, so it's like 8 or 9. And they were like, just come in at 9. I come in at 8 just because I want to. And they're like, you're so early, Mike. What are you doing? I'm like, shut up.
I got nothing else to do here, right? I mean, you're in you're vacation-ish.
Exactly. So that transition, right? I slept a full night's sleep, got up at like 6:30 in the morning. They're like, you better go back to bed at like 3 in the afternoon. I'm like, what? Like, we got to be at work at 9. I'm like, this is so fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
So I did. I was able to nap that first day, like 2 hours. And we came in and I made it to – I got here at 9 p.m. 4:30 in the morning, I was starting to feel pretty tired. And one of the girls I'm with is like, you want to take me back to the hotel? Well, that sounds weird. She's like, would you walk me back to the hotel? I'm like, sure. So we go back, talk to my sister and my dad, and I went to sleep at like 6 a.m. Now, they don't suggest that. They're like, it should be like – think about it. It's 12 hours, Rebecca, right? It's – you get home at 6 o'clock at night. You have dinner. So that instead, I'm a.m. Stay up, go to bed at like 10. But I went to bed at 6. Woke up. I was like, I feel great. Good sleep. look at my phone. I'm like, shit. I slept an hour and a half.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, no. Right? So this is Tuesday morning. And I got to tell this part of the story because yesterday was just wild. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I lay there for a couple hours, not sleeping. Go to the gym in the hotel. Did the elliptical for 40 minutes. Showered. And I did fall asleep again for like another hour and a half. But that was it. And they had shopping planned for us. That's a whole other story. Let's just say they were like, these ladies were like, we're going to go. They have this market. You can bargain and you can buy pearls and you can get trinkets. Now, how much do I love haggling and, you know, like car shopping?
Yep.
No. But one of the girls on my team, who I happen to like very much, said that she would take me in her own car instead of me going with everybody else in the van so that I could go quickly. She would help me and she would get me out of there. So I took the offer.
Beautiful.
But I did get stuff for the girls, jewelry-wise. The jewelry haggling was pretty easy, and she helped me. But then I wanted to buy, like, fake Louis Vuitton bags. What a character this guy was. Let's just say most of the people selling the fake bags were of that Filipino man-boy persuasion, and he was not letting us go.
The ones you were warned about at dinner at the Casa?
He was a character. And so we're walking, you're walking through this place and they're like, I'm like a mark, you know, it's like, oh, look at that guy. Here comes the American guy down the aisle.
Oh yeah. Yep.
They grab Camille. She's like next to me. And he's like, boom, like pulls her into the booth. I'm like, am I going to have to throw some hands here? Like, what's going on? I go in there. I'm like, are you okay? She's like, I'm okay. And he's like, what do you want? Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, we end up buying something from him. And I, you know, I hate negotiating. We did pay him half of what he originally asked for. So whatever that's worth, I don't know.
Good job. I hate doing that shit too.
So that sucked. But I did that, came back, and basically got ready for work. So I came to work at 8 p.m. last night with no night's sleep, 2 separate 1.5 hour naps. It was weird. I wasn't falling asleep. Dude, I was like,
you really can't get a good routine yet for sleep patterns.
Well, it was a weird day. And I'm like, I'm joking with the guys. I went to 7-Eleven. They sell booze in 7-Eleven. So I bought this. I was like, well, that looks like it could kill me. Maybe this will help. This will help me sleep. So I bought. And they were like, you bought that? Nobody drinks that.
It's been on the shelf for 20 years.
It was 85 pesos. It is some sort of Ginebra S. Miguel Philippine Gin.
That was
pretty rough stuff.
It's pretty rough, huh?
Luckily, I didn't have to have it because I did make it all day yesterday. I made it till 5 a.m.
You watched.
I was getting
Knicks.
Loopy. I finished my day with a one-hour meeting one-on-one with a young lady on my team. I don't know what we talked about. Hopefully, she got something out of it. But I was talking all day, like, we got to get drinks. And so the other Americans are like, yeah, you're right. So the guy who runs the office, He's like, I'm like, you told me this bar is open 24/7. Like, where are they? So we left here at 5 a.m. And I'll end my Filipino tales here because I want to hear about the graduation. But he's like, all right, we'll go to dinner at five in the morning.
Can you? I was going to ask, what? Do you go into the restaurants and they're like, you can't get dinner here? Because in America, I think the place would laugh at you unless it's a diner.
They have a lot of people work this type
this
of
shift
stuff here
because of the type of you, they do a lot of
you
gotta, support
I mean,
from
you
the
can
U.S.
Google the ones that do it. You know?
Okay, that makes sense.
And he's like, I'm taking you to the Whistle Stop. I'm like, he's like, they serve drinks. Not everywhere will serve drinks at 5 in the morning.
Right. It would also happen good here, especially in New York.
Right. We roll out, 7 of us total. I mean, if there was not, it was just perfect. A place you never would have went into unless you were with a local. It was just down this side street, you know. It was like some nondescript building. We pull up. It was open air. Now, you would only go to an open air place at 5 in the morning. Otherwise, you asked about the weather.
Yeah,
hot as balls.
It is hot.
98 degrees and humid in the middle of the day.
And this is their winter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if
no,
there
I'm not
is
in
one?
The southern hemisphere, actually. That was a mistake.
Oh, is it?
That was a mistake. I think I'm right above it.
Okay.
It's 85 degrees right now at 8:48 p.m. It's cooling off. It was 97 earlier. But anyway.
Wow.
It's a real restaurant, but it has no wall. So it was we were under a roof, ceiling fans, sit at a long table. Everybody's – some of these – trust me, I am known as the easygoing American.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, listen, the guy – I'm like – after a while, he's like, you're just relaxed. Like everybody else is like, oh, I don't know. I don't like this. I'm not sure. You know, the other Americans. I'm the only dude that came. Just put it that way.
Okay. Got you.
I'm with six ladies.
Oh.
So I said to him jokingly the other day, I'm like, if I complain to you about something, there's a real problem. Like something's really wrong. Anyway, they're all looking at the menu. I didn't look at the menu. Like, Albert, just order. Like, yep. Whatever. Like I did with Guar. Same thing. Same feel as the Casa. He gets him like, he's like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, whatever you think I should drink. He gets me his favorite beer, ice cold bottle of San Miguel. It was just so great. He ordered like, he's like, try this. Like, it was like tuna fish fajitas or something. I don't know. It was amazing. Like different fishes, pork. They love pork here. Just passing it around, noodles. Turns out it was his 50th birthday. We didn't even know. Oh. Turned it to a celebration.
Wow.
Apparently you eat noodles on your birthday for long life.
Hmm.
Remember that? Asian tip of the week.
Good to know.
Asian tip of the week. So several beers, food, laughs. At this point, I am delirious from no sleep. Came back, downloaded my first ever VPN. You would have been proud of me.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I was texting with Alan Ernswag about the Knick game, and he told me which VPN to get, and he helped me out. Got that. Knick's big win, sucked down a couple of Heinekens in the room, and I think it was 10:45 in the morning. I went to bed, and I just woke up at 7:30 at night. I feel fantastic.
Perfect. So you did. Maybe you got a routine going here finally.
Yeah, you're a local.
I'm in.
Thank
so
God.
Now, will it feel like you're working it? So, I mean, I guess it's a question for after you're done.
No.
At what point will it feel like you're working at night instead of working in the day? Like, do you feel like you're working at night now? Or do you still feel like, well, now I'm back to my normal?
Yeah, like when I'm here, even yesterday when I was exhausted, because I'm interacting with my coworkers in the U.S. and like they purposely kept the windows. They're not black. Like, I don't know. You can't really see out the windows. I don't know. It just feels like. When I went outside for a vape break with a couple of the guys yesterday, I did not vape. I was like, oh shit. Yeah. It is the middle of the night. You know, like it feels like 3 a.m, but in here, it doesn't feel like that.
What about a hotel? You got dark windows, I guess, to keep the light out. You got to put the sign up so housekeeping doesn't come in the middle of your sleep.
Yeah. I've had my, no one's been in my room since I got there. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to do laundry though. I have a tub full of dirty clothes, like from running and shit.
There's a big article about the harmful effects of a night shift.
Is there?
Newsday today, yeah.
And, I was feeling it yesterday, man.
Oof. Well, I would say, though, I guess it's about the lighting. Because you shouldn't be having harmful effects. You just had a bad couple of days. You're in the day. Like, you're not working at night. You're working in the day.
Yeah, right. That's true. I get what you're saying. The harmful effects are like, if you're truly working an off shift, right? With no interaction with people. Yeah. Like this place is, it's vibrant. It's jumping. You know, you're dealing with everybody else in the U.S. So
that's amazing.
It's kind of weird when the days that I was up, like during the day, knowing that you all, like when I was up at like 1 in the afternoon and you were all asleep, like that's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my family and everything. Like it's just like, like now, like the first morning, this work thing, like even Monday, it was like, oh, okay. Like it was normal. I see the kids leaving the house for school on Life 360, you know, like, okay, things are hot. Text Nancy, my normal text in the morning, you know, that kind of stuff.
That's nice.
So it feels normal.
But, what about the toilets? Are they Western toilets? Are they squatters?
Every toilet, I got to take a picture. The toilets in the hotel and here, normal toilets, but they all have what looks like a garden hose attachment next to them.
Hmm.
Silver, like chrome, like the piping. I guess that's you're supposed to hose your ass out. I haven't done that.
Yeah. Washing. You wash away.
Yeah. I didn't ask anybody about it either, but I did notice here, right, there was a sign on the door. Like, so if you're sitting on the toilet, sign facing you that says, please flush. And I was like, I guess that's an issue. And I was like, didn't really. And then yesterday when I went in the bathroom at the same time with one of my guys, we both took a leak at the urinal. They have urinals.
Did he go over the top or through? Could you tell?
I didn't want to freak him out.
Thank God you didn't.
They are very like, they are a little super nice, but they are like a shy, like their culture. They're admittedly like, they're like, but then you turn on a karaoke machine and they're like, what? It's like living in a freaking Mamma Mia. It's crazy.
It's suppressing.
But
they're suppressing. And
yeah, they do. Like they're purposely. And so the meetings, back to the bathroom, I've been having one-on-ones and then like small group meetings. My big theme is like that I get to is being aggressive. Like I need you to be more aggressive. It's okay. Like even internally, like going after that's rough, but like pursuing an answer, right? From somebody in the company. They don't do that. Like my experience, I'll be like, I'll look at some ticket order, I'll be like, you emailed this guy every day for 4 days, once a day, and he never responded to you. Did you call him? Did you send him an IM? Well, no. I know he's not responding.
You
know, like
ASAP.
You gotta use ASAP.
I didn't use it, but it was in my head the entire time that I was talking about. It was so funny. I was like, you guys have no idea.
Tell
but
them
anyway.
ASAP.
Yeah. I should have that guy come over. Actually, he'd be a good Filipino. Maybe he is.
It's an interesting comment about the response and the once a day response. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on the time frame from which you need an answer, but I find that steady once a day email to be very effective. I'll program my Outlook to follow up once a day on a particular item.
For the right thing.
It'd be incredibly annoying.
But in the case of I'm talking about like a customer who might be out of service and I'm like, send the email and then, you know, send a Teams message to that. This is your coworker. Like, I was like, they actually would be like, come to me and probably be like, hey, you know, Camille over there in Makati, she's the best. When my customer has an issue, you know, I may not see an email, but she sends it. And then she IMs me and says, hey, just want to let you know, sent you an urgent email. Let me know when you can look at it. Cause with this customer has a problem. You know, like I was like, they would love that. Like they don't do that.
I think that you should engage in some sort of gauntlet team game to foster aggression.
By the time I leave here, they're all a bunch of psychos.
Just be like, I have here a gift. Come get it from me. Just
Hershey Kisses.
Yes.
I'll throw grenades. Like,
no. Just put it in the middle and have two teams.
Are they
just
huggers?
Put it in the middle, have two teams, and be like.
That would work.
The stronger team, the one who gets that kiss, gets one for the whole.
That would actually group. Like that would probably maybe I'll interesting. I like it. They would get into that.
So are they huggers, handshakers, bowers?
I would love a couple of them to hug me, honestly, but I haven't gotten any hugs yet.
No, huh? Dembot would hug definitely.
I did get a bro hug.
He would make them so uncomfortable with his hugs.
I did a bro hug at the airport for my boy who works for me.
Okay,
me
they're all handshakes.
Yes, and very much like very
a quick
thank
one,
you, sir. You know, I asked about the sir. Like, sir is one of the most used words here. Hmm. Like, they do show respect to the people of authority.
Hmm.
So, like, the bosses here, like, I'm like, well, when do you use it? Like, because they'll be like, you know, good morning, Sir Mike. Hi, Sir Dan. Like, the guys that are, like, if you're in charge. So, it's interesting. Yeah.
Sir Mike.
Sir is big here. The guys in the hotel, like, who work the doors, tipping could be a whole show. Tipping is different here. You don't tip on the percentage of the check. You have your meal and you always leave like somewhere between 100 and 500 pesos. Doesn't matter how much the meal was. Just if it was really excellent, and you were overwhelmed, you leave them 500 pesos. If you were just like, okay, whatever, here's your 100 or somewhere in between. I asked that the first day I was here. It's like, I don't want to screw that up. But
yeah, two questions. Appreciate you. Have you been using that in?
I have. I'm bringing it to. I brought it to the Philippines.
Appreciate you. Yep. Like it.
Did it this morning. Got my coffee.
And bless your heart.
Now, are they all coin? Are you going around with a bag, or are they like dollars?
Oh, money. Yeah.
The denomination.
Mostly paper. A lot of paper. I did get some more pesos yesterday. Where the hell is my money?
So the 5,000 that you had wasn't enough?
It was enough. I just felt like I might need a couple more. It's like Monopoly money. So here's a 1,000 pesos. Wow. So the most commonly used one is the 100. That's like $2.
$2.
Damn. So you just leaving a 10 buck tip.
There you go.
Damn.
Well, no, I said five. Yeah, right. Exactly.
500, right?
Yeah. This man bar. I like the way you pulled
Rebecca,
that out.
Rebecca was still writing that one down.
She can argue, but she's not going to do any math.
So, yeah. So I don't know. I just have a really good feel here. I think part of it is not just the fact that it's the Philippines. And again, you know how I feel about having the ability to work from home, but it is nice to be in an office here, especially in a kind of a call center knock environment. Gar, you appreciate it?
Yeah.
Where like everyone is here working together and talking over the wall. It's like, I feel like I went in a time machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The before. I feel like I'm in the before.
Imagine that place.
Like, did you talk about COVID at all with them and what their experience was?
Not really.
No.
Although the one guy right outside my glass wall here, Alvin, who is one of my favorite guys. I haven't asked him yet. It might happen. Why he wears a mask. He's pulling the Benny, and he puts it down on his chin most of the day.
Maybe it's when he's around somebody who he feels is a risk, he pulls it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? I'm going into a risky environment. Pull it up.
Super chill dude. I'm looking forward to Saturday. The entire office is going out to karaoke. This should be wild. But he's pumped up. He's like, they told me, they gave me a tip that he's the drinker of the office. So I didn't say that I knew that. But I was showing him the vodka yesterday, and he's like, oh, that's my dad's favorite. The gin. He's like, that's my dad's favorite gin.
He's the only one that liked it. Everybody else said it was poison.
So I kind of baited him, and then it was like 8:15. There's only two of us here. And he's like, hey, Mike, do you like Jack Daniels? I'm like, well, not particularly. I'm like, are you a bourbon guy? He's like, I like bourbon. So I told him about Guar and BMO. And he was like, oh, I was like, you got to come. I was like, listen, we'll go to Ohio together and stay with my friend Guar, and we'll do the bourbon trail. And he did say, he was like, did you ever hear of Bullet? We had Bullet. We split a bottle, me and Lester over there. I was like, oh. Yes. I said, all right, we'll have some bourbon on Saturday night. He's like, really? I go, yeah. He's like, I'm looking forward to it.
That's great.
Saturday should be
That's great.
Now we have to work.
Is this going to be like a regular for you? Like, or is this the last time in 5 years? Is this going to be an every year thing?
It's a great question. So like, I mean, I'm riding the Filipino high right here, but I mean, I am going to put a hard, so the head of HR is here with me. She's an awesome head of HR. She's kind of inappropriate. It's funny how sometimes people like that end up at HR. So we were at lunch together. We had the sunrise lunch this morning together, and she was sucking out margaritas and, I'm planting the seeds of how beneficial this is for the company.
But you're saying the head of HR is almost abusing the HR powers and pushing the limits. So you could, like, whatever she does, you could do just a little bit less.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If she's having if she has five margaritas, you could have four.
She had two margaritas, so I had four beers. I felt like that was equal, right?
100%. You keep an eye on the bar.
I actually got my four.
I got my four. She's abusing her power.
I only got the fourth beer because she ordered another margarita. I was like, I don't want you to drink alone. So,
gotta be polite.
But in a perfect world, I think me coming here, I don't know if I'd come for 2 weeks. Like, I think after the first visit, I could come a week. You could just do a week. I honestly, not just for selfish reasons, for them and everything in the way, like, just what I think we're going to get out of this after the fact, coming here once a year would be awesome, would be really good. Professionally and personally.
Yeah.
And then one week, is that enough time to kind of get your feet wet, get into a routine? considering time change and,
yeah.
And
I can't tell you that yet. Yeah, I'll see how this goes.
And it's interesting. So you're going to be away for 2 weeks, but unlike a vacation when you're away for 2 weeks, you're not falling behind in any of your work.
Yeah.
You're on top of right. it. You come That's home, all... you didn't miss a single email.
I missed one day because Friday, I basically was in the – Friday didn't happen for me, right, because I took off at 1:45 in the morning and landed Saturday at 6:30. So, like – and there was no Wi-Fi on the plane. So, Friday I had my out of office on, but otherwise work is covered.
Awesome.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's great. The food is fantastic. I'm trying to share as many photos of the food as I can with you guys on the Discord. If you haven't seen it, check out the Garbecue channel. Just really good stuff. And today we're going to – they're trying to do some things. Like I did that shopping. It's going to affect sleep. Like today at 3 o'clock. They booked this thing. We're going to the old city of Manila and like riding in a horse and carriage and shit. Ooh, so I don't know. It should be cool. I mean, I'm going to miss sleep, but how do I not do it? Right. Gotta check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right.
That is incredible. Talking
about, amazing. Yeah, so love it.
So we'll do another, I'll have another broadcast from here next week. So folks tune in. I don't know if it'll be the same bat time, but it'll be the same bat channel.
Yes.
So more Philippines to come. That'll be post karaoke. And I will be in another hotel by then, probably. I'm moving to the it's like next Wednesday. So for my – I'm leaving on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Like next Wednesday morning, I'm checking out and going to a hotel that's attached to like one of the biggest malls in Asia. And there's casinos there. And we're doing like a wrap-up of the executive team kind of thing there. And God knows what. And so that could be interesting. Maybe I'll walk around for that one. I was going to walk around outside today, but it's pitch black and something to see. And then working from there on Thursday and flying out Thursday night. So anyway, we'll either be recording. We'll probably be recording from there next week.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. On to the third world country of Virginia. How was the graduation? The Airbnb looked almost as cool as the Philippines. I want to go stay there. Yeah.
It was perfect. So I'll start because mine started first.
That's true.
I took 2 days to arrive. I left on Wednesday night because I wanted to arrive before my family did. And at an Airbnb, you don't know what they're going to – I never did one before. So we didn't know what's included. Do I have to buy toilet paper? Do I have to – you know, we knew some things. But for the most part, we wanted to kind of scope out the place first. So we left on Wednesday night. We drove like after work. So we, you know, the highest traffic time known we talked about. And it was great. We were in traffic a lot of the way. So we made it to like Cabela's in Pittsburgh. We stopped at Cracker Barrel just to, you know, rest for a minute because it was a long drive. We did switch for a little bit.
Switch?
Drivers.
Oh, okay.
You did.
Like I pulled over for gasoline. We
who drove? Andrew?
Colleen. Who drove?
It was Colleen. Just me and her on the way down.
Don't get that. All right.
Nah, you know, you become much more fresh. It's good. It makes a big difference.
You're better for it. You're better for
Even
it.
Even if she just drives for an hour, you kind of just, you come back fresh.
Yep.
And then we ended up in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, like the very end, southwest corner of Pennsylvania. We got a hotel for the night.
Ain't nothing going on there.
We stayed at a True Hilton, which Colleen saved like $10 from a Hampton Inn.
The good thing about the True Hilton is they're only like a few years old because they just invented True. So that's
not liking it. I don't like the True. It's untrue.
It's tiny, right?
It was small, which really wasn't offensive to me. I think the highest offense to me was an uncarpeted room. It was...
Well, I mean, immediately, this is your world, so, yeah.
What LVT kind of tile. I didn't like it at all. I felt like I was in a hostel.
It's cleaner, though, I would think, right? Instead of all the crap that's in a carpet in a hotel, it's probably better.
Well, it's actually, you know, a study has been done that the air quality in a carpeted room is better than that in a hard surface room. Another topic for another day, but
I'm going to go so with
you
whatever
gotta, you got to choose air quality or bugs in the carpet.
You know, I choose the bugs. I don't like my feet on the
I would take the risk of bugs over poor air quality for sure. I like my lungs.
And then, so the hotel is very clean. And, I mean, you get what you paid for. It was, you know, whatever. There aren't really any.
It's a one-night stay on your way down. No big deal. You just needed a bed.
But somebody set the alarm.
Oh, and it didn't. And they didn't turn it off? So a previous guest? Oh.
Woke me up at 5 a.m.
Snap. Was that a bad thing?
Question. I have a question of the week.
Yep.
Do you check the alarm clock when you check it to a hotel room?
I don't think I even see them. I don't. It's been ages since I've seen an alarm clock in a hotel room. I don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
They're not there because people have phones. I very rarely see a clock in a room.
I'll be the first to answer. There is an alarm clock next to my bed. I know this because it has the USB. So I plugged my charger into it.
Okay.
Didn't check it. Alarm has not gone off. Maybe the alarm's going off right now. I don't know. I'm not there. But
interesting.
Maybe it goes off at 5 a.m., but I'm not there.
You're not there.
So. Then next morning, I did notify the desk of said alarm. I did not tip because
how does what's the complaint there?
I said that the housekeeper is supposed to check. I think when you clean the room, you should check to make sure the alarm is not on.
So is that what you said? You said I want to make a suggestion for your housekeeping checklist.
Yes, I think, and hopefully they modify the checklist.
I wouldn't have. I would have said, "Yeah, thank you, sir. Have a great day."
Did you give it constructively, or were you angry?
Not angry. Very constructive. Everything was great. We appreciate everything. Just one little thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, and I appreciate you.
Mm.
So I feel like no matter what I said, I reversed any negative feelings that they would have had, leaving them feeling positive and ready for the day.
You just reminded me. I'm going to find out how to say basically the same as I appreciate you in Filipino. It's not called Filipino, by the way. The language is something I can't say, but if I could master that, that'd be good.
Amazing. Yeah, no, I think that would be polite and respectful to learn how to say certain things in their language.
Yeah.
So then we arrived. The Airbnb was amazing. This totally has to be part of the new way to go on vacation.
You already had me thinking about Ryan in college when we go up there for stuff, something in the mountains.
We had a pool, a hot tub.
Oh, you had a pool?
Yes.
I didn't know you had a pool.
I didn't even know.
We need more photos. You didn't post enough photos.
Infinity pool.
An infinity pool. The view on the lake was just gorgeous. It was peaceful.
Get the photos up there, please. Thank you. I need to see this. sounds great.
And then your family showed up
with Matthew. So we went to the bookstore first. Got the final bookstore clearance T-shirt that I'm going to get. And nice. Last time we're going to be there. We got lunch with Matthew, so it was pretty cool to see him before all the things started. Then we got ready in the Airbnb, got it all together, and then my parents landed. Apparently, my father drove to the airport, made Andrew feel very unsafe. He refused to allow Andrew to get the rent-a-car so that he was the only one who could drive in the windy, dark roads.
So
those were, you know, some things that I wasn't crazy about. But that was the beginning. And then, Gar, how was your trip?
Trip, uneventful. It was nice. We left early. We got down there a decent time. We stopped at JMU, did a quick walk around there, which was a nice breakup. It's only, about two and a half hours maybe from the hotel. So it was kind of a nice little break, get out, walk around. Started getting warm out. JMU's beautiful campus, by the way. Very nice.
The Dukes.
Good feeling. Around that place, and then we got to the hotel and kicked off the weekend, man. We only got about 20 minutes left in the show, so I don't want to we'll do too much of the boring stuff. But
yeah, but
well, so yeah, I mean,
I want to hear about the graduation.
We had Gar's family over to the Airbnb. That was a highlight for sure. When everybody got together, Gar got to meet my parents.
Did Braxton bring a suit and get in the infinity pool?
Nope.
No. It was
shocked.
A quick stop in. It was very fun.
That was what? What day was? Was that the day after the morning graduation? Yeah, that was after the graduation, right? That was Friday
that was
afternoon.
First,
so
yeah,
we got there Thursday, Friday morning, bright and early. We got to the graduation. It was outdoor, Lane Stadium. I was probably not that I wasn't looking forward to the ceremony itself. I mean, the whole weekend of Nick graduating and the boys graduating was exciting, but something about graduations can be kind of a drag. I thought this was, I left that graduation like this was fucking great. It exceeded my expectations. The speaker was excellent.
Who was it?
some dude that graduated from engineering. He's probably, what, about 10 years younger than us.
He was the founder of Octo.
Started some company. Sold it to IBM.
They got bought out
a year ago for $1.3 billion. But it was great. Like, he's like, I was sitting in your seat, you know, in 19, whatever it was, 92 or 99 or 90, you know, whatever. I was probably hungover. I don't remember who did my speech. So hopefully maybe you'll remember a thing or two from this. Like, he was just a regular dude.
What did he look like? White guy, black guy, Indian guy?
His parents migrated legally. He said legally from India.
Did your eyes roll when they said, when you looked in the program and they said the speaker was going to be Mahul Sanghani?
I looked and like, who is this guy? What's he going to bring? And he was excellent. He really was. It's so much better than seeing someone like a Chuck Schumer or some asshole politician that you don't want to hear. 100%. He was real.
He captured the audience. He had good messages. I really enjoyed it.
No, I just Googled Octo founder. He's a good looking man.
Yeah, he is a good looking guy. He donated a whole bunch of shit to the school. So once you do that, I guess you get to do a commencement speech.
You're like, I'm going to donate this, and I'd like to speak at graduation. Have a nice day.
But he did a really good job. Like, I think the school benefited from his speech as much as his ego did.
Yeah.
Because he did such a good job.
They're also going to benefit from the Sanghani Center for Artificial Intelligence and Data Analytics.
Yeah.
He donated money for AI.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
not good. He's got a secret agenda.
Well, he also donated something to the football program, I think, like some lounge.
That was a distraction.
Yeah, he was really good. That was really just a great ceremony. And I didn't know they would do it, but they actually, at the very end of the ceremony, they did Enter Sandman. And
I saw the video. That was awesome.
Kids all jump around. It was really cool. It was a nice moment, right?
And then, you know, we had talked about in the last show, and I really thought about it, the pictures, the graduation pictures, and how much pressure it is, because the picture that you're in, the outfit that you're wearing, that's going to be one of the ones that you see forever.
Yep.
I turned it around. I don't want to look good at all in those pictures, because I want to do my future self a favor. I want to look back and be like, wow, you look terrible then. Look how good you look now. And it's a win. So by me not looking good in the pictures, slovenly, out of shape, slouched, no hair, in my future, people are going to be like, wow, you look like shit, and you're doing great now.
All right, I needed that talk, because I feel like I look like shit right now. All the photos I'm taking, not in my best shape. I get old running photos and memories on Facebook. So remember the Filipino trip is where it began to turn around, perhaps.
Yeah. 100%. That was the low point. Look at me
I'm
now.
Also like – hot and sweaty.
You're really not going to look good. Your body is just in fucking chaos right now. Absolute chaos.
I need this. This is great. This is great.
I think you look great.
Bosco, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, buddy. But you just said the body's a mess. We'll get to it in a second. Having a problem going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Continue your thought.
No, that's normal. Your body is so screwed up. You're not going to be able to do regular things for a while.
But we can fix that. I mean, first off, is your water intake sufficient?
Yeah, I think so.
You should probably try to double it. Try to double the water intake.
I got to increase the water.
Apple juice?
I did pineapple juice yesterday, two
cans. No. It's got to be the Mott's. It's got to be the Mott's
100% juice. They don't even have apples here.
You got to have apple juice. You got to have the Mott's 100% apple juice.
Maybe I'll freak him out and be like, listen, I just talked to my doctor, wink, wink. He said I need apple juice. They'll be like on a freaking worldwide hunt. Because if I ask for anything, they're like...
Yeah, no. You tell them it's got to be the Mott's in a glass little bottle like you would feed to a child.
Yeah.
100% juice.
None of that shit. Yeah, no sugar.
No sugar added. Right. Maybe try a couple of prunes, but the water intake is big. And probably kind of want to lay off the coffee.
Well, that's what I did yesterday. And today I'm only having my one cup.
Yeah, yeah. The coffee is not great.
It was guzzling Starbucks. And, I'm getting Starbucks out of my life too. I hate that shit.
All right.
Coffee juice. Got it. I'll report back, but nothing is happening.
So you'll get there. So let me get back to the trip.
Sorry.
Friday after graduation, we went back to the hotel, grabbed the kids, and went to the Dembob estate. And I got to meet Dembob's parents, who are fucking awesome. I walk in the door and Mrs. Dembob, like, attacks me almost. She's like, "You're Gar." I'm I'm like, yeah.
Wait. Mrs. Denbob? You mean his mother.
My mother. Okay. Denbob's mother.
She's like, you, Gar, I have a bone to pick with you. I'm like, oh, God. And I'm thinking in my head, what could I have said on the show that might have been bad about Denbob's parents? She goes,
yeah.
That name Denbob is no good. I'm like, what? She goes, Denbob, that nickname is terrible. It sounds weak.
The kids came up with that, right?
She goes, it's weak and meager. Plus, he's not a Bob. He should be Denbo. That sounds much better, much stronger.
Denbo.
I'm like, Denbo. I said, well, like first Rambo. Of all, I said, with Nick Dave. Over there, I think, invented Denbob, and it's kind of stuck. But if Denbob is kind of weak and meager, look at him. I mean, is it really
Denbo.
That long of a stretch?
Not that much of a stretch.
Well, my husband is a Denbob also. You know, Dennis is a junior, which I did not know.
Yeah.
She goes, he can't be. I said, well, maybe your husband can be Denbo because he's strong. Dennis can be Denbob.
I think Denbob is a stronger name than Denbo. Denbo sounds like hobo or homo. Or dare I say something else?
It sounds like Rambo. You know.
Good twist.
Rambo was strong.
Speaking of Rambo, I
got to hang out
trying to see.
With his parents for a while. They're awesome. His dad is hysterical. His dad's got the cane right now because of the back. He's like, he whacks Denbob in the arm with it. Like, I love it. And I think his dad was trying to give me stories to test and see where my line was. Like, how far can I take it? How crazy of a story can I come up with before Gar says, that's too much? And I never gave in. They were all great stories. He loves me now. They wanted to adopt me.
Do you think they were fake stories? Like, that's where
they were real. I learned that Denbob's dad was a cop and a fireman in New York City.
How is this not coming up?
Stuff growing up in that.
Oh, there's some scars.
When we left, his dad put Denbob in a headlock, and he looked at me. He goes, I can take him out still. I told you.
This sounds like the Costanza family.
Dude, it was insane.
This is what I'm envisioning. Jerry Stiller.
I wish I had more time to talk about it. It was great. His dad said, we can't talk about what we talked about, right? I'm like, no, I won't talk about it on the show. I'll just mention that we spoke.
We need to schedule a Casa or an After Dark, and you can tell us all about it.
Oh, my God. They were great.
That's awesome.
Did
you bring your mom to the Bosco
compound?
She didn't.
You know, and it was funny. Dennis and I were talking about this.
Your mom and Denbo talking. That would have been amazing.
We talked about this on the golf outing. So my mom
would have been like, so you're the one who loves air traffic controllers, huh?
My mom was like, hey,
I told you not to say that.
You guys, you know, it was the day after the graduation. She's like, you guys go do what you got to do. We don't want to get in the way. Go spend some time with Nick, do family stuff. We got our car. We're going to go out. We'll drive around. We'll check out the area. We'll have a great time. Dennis says, flip side, his parents are like,
they don't want to let us go for a second. My mother plants herself in the middle and wants to be part of every little thing. She can't miss a conversation.
Oh, man, I find that so hard to believe.
So our parents are completely opposite on that end.
Are you surprised? And I'm not saying which is better, but I'm not surprised.
No.
Your parents and his parents are different.
It's reflective in our personalities, right?
Yes. That's awesome, man. And the boys did graduate, right?
So the boys graduated. what a great weekend. I really enjoyed it. It was nice having the family together. I was so happy my mom and Roger were there.
Roger, let's not forget Roger.
Dude, what a trooper that guy is. He comes out, you know, he's doing all this stuff with our family and everything. I love that guy.
I didn't realize his name was Roger. As an air traffic controller, I would imagine that causes a lot of confusion. Don't you say Roger as an acknowledgement?
Yeah, no,
probably.
The movie Airplane.
Yes, Roger.
Was based,
what? No, yeah. Roger to the transmission. Roger.
That's where
Roger,
they got Roger. The idea. That's where they got over, the idea Roger? For the movie.
Yeah.
Roger. Over. He actually, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar sat with him. To get ready for the movie Airplane, shattered him.
You guys, I did tell you guys, right, that John Cusack, his movie Pushing Tin.
I remember that. Yeah. Oh, you did talk about that.
In order to do that movie, he lived with my landlord, who was an air traffic controller in Staten Island for a little while.
That is that movie's pretty wild, man. It does give you insight into what that was like.
Yeah, there's different breed of folk. So. But overall, the weekend was great. The trip back went really well.
Congratulations to you both. And to the boys.
We watched a movie on the last night that we were there in the Airbnb. It was
How
pretty
cute.
Cool.
Did a little family movie night?
Did
your dad talk?
Which you would never
did your dad talk during the movie?
It was called Whiplash. Very good. If anybody's never seen it.
Yeah. But I watched. I watched. So on the plane, no Wi-Fi, but they did have a great selection of movies. I slept a lot on the plane, which was good. But I watched two films. I'll give you my reviews. One film, which we had anticipated here on the Garcast, probably mentioned it on the movie channel when it was coming out, was and I know it didn't do well, but I'm like, I gotta watch it because I love Joaquin Phoenix. I love history. So I watched Napoleon. If you do have a long flight, put it on. I fell right asleep like an hour in. Then I woke up and finished it. It's Ridley Scott.
I remember when it was coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, the fight scenes are awesome and stuff, but you really need to go like take a class on Napoleon before you watch the movie, because they just like skip through his life so fast. And you're like, what? How did he become? What just happened? And then at the last hour, it slowed down for the end of his life. And I felt like that was better done. I don't know. Am I glad I watched it? Yes. Do you need to watch it? No.
Okay.
Then I'm like flicking lots of good choices. And I don't like that when there's too many choices. It's like the menu at a restaurant. That's probably why I tell people to order for me. Like I needed you to be there. I needed to be like, guys, just pick a movie for me. So I'm like, you know, I love like end of the world kind of crap. So I'm like, what's this? I'm like, I am going to an Asian country. Maybe this will get me in the mood. No way Gar would have picked this because I knew there'd be subtitles. It was a Korean film called Concrete Utopia. Basically, and I loved it. All subtitles though. You don't know why. You never find out why. But a huge earthquake hits Seoul. And there's like so Seoul has these giant apartment buildings everybody lives in. So it kind of talks about the culture of that and how people compete and save their money to move to the better buildings. So like one building is the only one standing. And it's about how the people there choose to, you know, classic themes. Like, do we let other people in? Do we keep them out? How do we share food? All this and how like society kind of breaks down. It was good. Concrete awesome. Utopia.
I like it. Sounds good.
Yeah, no subtitles for me. Thanks.
Yeah, you're not gonna watch it.
Do you?
But we do have emails. By
I was about to say, do you want to hit emails real quick? We only got a few minutes left,
and then we'll wrap it up. This one came in on the day I was in the air, May 10th, from Vicky Schlosser. Hey, Vicky, what's up? It's been a long time. Hey guys, I just have to start off. This is Guar length. I just have to start off my email saying how much I love listening on Fridays while I'm working. So since I haven't written an email for a while, I wanted to touch on a few topics that were talked about recently. Waze, by the way, they use Waze here, just so you know. And man, the traffic here is nuts. Waze, don't trust Waze. We live in the country and have to tell people who come to my house to use Google Maps. No, I disagree. Because Waze directs you to a development behind my house. Actually, sure, there's exceptions. Vicky, there's exceptions.
That is true. First time we went to her house from the villages, we punched in Waze to her address, and we were in some neighborhood. We had no idea where we were. Like, this is not her house.
All right. And you can't get from the development to my house. Plus, the deployment streets, the development streets all start with Locust. Locust Way, Locust Road, Locust Pass, Locust Run Radial, Locust Run Circle, and Locust Run Trace. Okay. Mike, you passed through Ocala and didn't stop by me? Vicky, I had no idea. Next time, stopping in. Blame Gar. I know we never met, but you are like family. Oh, Vicky, that is sweet. And I don't have to be invited twice. So we will meet the next time I'm driving to Florida. I could have shown you what country life is like here.
Yes, they do. They live on a nice big old farm.
I will, when property. I have to find your house, Vicky, I will switch to Google Maps. College turnovers. My son, Paul, owns a carpet cleaning business. Bosco, this is perfect for collaboration.
Oh, wonderful.
And a guy we could ask about bugs. And cleans the carpets, floors in the dorms, apartments at the University of Florida in Gainesville. That's probably quite lucrative. That's a good contract to have.
Yeah. I hope he has a hot water extraction machine. There's different machines. I'd like to know what he's using.
All right, Paul. Vicky, connect us with Paul, please. At least Den Bob. in August, after all the kids leave and before the new school year starts. Oh, there's got to be some nasty shit in that carpet.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Last year, he came home with a bunch of brand new items, never used, like a blow-up mattress. I'd be careful of the blow-up mattress. You sure it wasn't used? Air fryer, toaster, storage containers. It's totally amazing at what people get rid of.
Probably a steam cleaner or a steam ironer or whatever it is.
Oh, my God. One of the girls were at lunch yesterday. She's one of the seven. She's HR. She's nice. She's we're talking. No, it was the head HR person. She's like, I brought a steamer. I'm like, you brought a goddamn steamer? I'm like, the hotel will do it for you. She goes, yeah, I brought a steamer and then realized I can't even plug it in here because it's the wrong voltage or whatever. Like, dumbass. So I will thank you, Gar and Den Bob, on behalf of the VT's turnover crew for the items you left behind. Yeah, yes. So the Virginia Tech people probably loving you. Or at least Gar. Bosco took everything. South of the border, Buc-ee's. /Buc-ee's. Since my in-laws moved to Florida 18 years ago, I've driven down from Long Island to the villages many times. And I've seen the demise of south of the border. Yeah, it looks terrible. With Buc-ee's being across 95, a little ways from south of the border, will this be the end of Pedro? I don't know who's funding Pedro, Vicky. I just don't get it.
It's funny. Roger and Debbie were talking about Buc-ee's too. They were like, that place is great. Like, I'm like, everybody's talking about Buc-ee's now.
Yeah, man. Is Pedro being replaced by the Beaver? It's a good conspiracy theory.
Oh.
Keep up the good Garcast. Your favorite listener, Vicky. Vicky, we need to hear from you more often. That was a pleasure to read. Thank you.
Miss you guys.
I'll see you next year when I'm driving to Florida. Oh, this email just came in while we were broadcasting, and the person may have texted me to make sure we saw it. All right. As always, the man with the most important subjects. Rock me like a Filipino. My favorite masshole, Andrew Shaw. Host and special guest. Not sure I made it in time. You did, buddy. Can't wait to hear from the streets in the Philippines. You guys have been killing it the last few weeks. Cheers from the loyalist, masshole. Take that, hey do, Andy. Good to hear from you, brother. And we needed a brief email there. Perfect. Now we can wrap up the show.
All right.
Yeah, because we didn't even get to the golf outing.
Nope.
Gar got to meet yet another character in Dead Bob's life.
Was your brother there?
Yes.
I met his brother.
He wasn't in the photo. There was no photo.
He played with us. And I met your brother-in-law.
Oh, Patrick?
Yes.
Yep.
Nancy's brother.
We met the other Mike Redmond.
Yeah, the other Mike Redmond.
Well, and you know what? Their shots were fired. He said, I'm here, I'm the Mike Redmond.
I hope you put him in his place.
He tried.
Listen, I'm not starting confrontations. I'm little and weak.
He tried. He did try.
He know that the shots were fired.
He said that as long as you weren't there, there was no way that he could not be the Michael Redmond.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little upset that
he's
really
nice
and fun
and hung out.
Crossed it to the guard cast. That is funny that you got to meet him. See, so, it's real. That's him.
That was great. Thank you. The weather was perfect.
And I will tell you, at that outing, and I know we got to, but one sentiment I came away with is there are a lot of fans from Archbishop Molloy High School.
Fans of what?
The Garcast.
Oh, excellent. Really?
I mean, you know, so, and Rob O and Mike O were just awesome hosts, and they really brought me into a great group of people. I don't know that they'll ever do it again, but at least for that day,
it's a good group of men.
And everybody's like, "Oh, you're from the Gar. You're on the Garcast." And I'm like, "Not really. I'm a special guest."
Had a little. You feeling a little celebrity? That's good.
It was awesome. Good stuff. Though.
And then they were like, "Is that Gar? Is that him?"
So Gar we'll the
have
Wild.
To, we have to follow up on the next episode with.
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. We'll get more into it. Yeah. But it's great to see. See the United States. I'm glad you have the flag there. It's reminding me to come home because I feel so comfortable here.
We miss you.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
Please keep hanging in there. Keep posting pictures in the Discord.
Yeah, they're all wondering what I'm doing here in the glass room, who I'm talking to. I gotta go out there.
Yeah, just tell them it was the family. You were just catching up, doing a FaceTime with them.
I may tell them about the Garcast.
Oh, some Filipino downloads.
Excellent. Yeah, download it there so we get that country numbers up. Those country numbers up.
Maybe I'll go download every episode we've ever done.
Yeah, just downloading them. You know, if you play one on Spotify, I think they just keep playing one after the other. So you can just leave it running on your desk.
I'm going to do that right now. Yeah, I'll let it roll. Perfect.
It's great seeing you. Ben Bob, great weekend. Thank you so much, everybody. Until next time, be garific.
Gar out.
Have a gar-rate day.
Ambuhai. See you guys later.
Cheers.
Later.